Are you dropping haste on me?
Yeah. It'll run out. It'll run out soon anyway.
So no more hula hoops are all gone?
Yeah, because then you're stunned for one round.
Yeah.
Or 1 minute.
What?
When haste is up, yeah. The person who's...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Oh, I was willing to take it because, you know...
Oh, it's good it didn't happen in the middle of combat.
Exactly.
You could just kind of pick, yeah, now's a good time to end it.
Is your little spirit doodad up or no?
Not anymore, no.
Okay. So,
So we're taking 10?
Yeah. I need to sit down.
Same.
Can we, before we rest or, like, relax, I want to check all these barracks.
Okay. The rest are empty.
Thank God.
Is there anything of note or use that we can find? Paperwork, orders, you know, clearly these were soldiers. Any journals, books by them, books, anything?
As you're leafing through their belongings, you're guessing these were not the shot callers. So there's nothing confidential in any of these areas. Okay. There's nothing like dossiers or nothing like that. These were the foot soldiers. These were the guards.
Do we see anything like, sometimes you'll see notes from commanders, do this, do that. Like, do we see anything like that?
Not like that, no.
And some folks need healing, I believe.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Sorry to be naggy, but I'm not feeling very well. Mm-hmm. I can do my cantrip once on each of you. So if you guys are also feeling bad, I can do it once now.
So what is that? What is the cantrip?
It's 3d4.
Okay.
But I can only do it like once a day.
Once per short rest.
It doesn't take a spell slot, but I can only do it once per short rest.
Okay.
Put a limit on it because it's a healing.
But you can all so you want to hit all three of us with that?
I can do it if you want me to. Are you down hit points?
I mean, I am.
Okay, let me do that first.
Yeah, I'm still down quite a bit.
You get 8.
Okay.
You get 7.
7 for me?
No. Ashley gets 7. And you also get 7, actually. So, I did my best. That at least gets you a little bit. I already got myself. I don't think we can take an actual short rest. I don't think if we have 30 minutes.
That's 30 minutes for a short rest?
At least.
Minimum. I can help with healing during a short rest, but without actually guaranteeing that we have a solid 30 minutes, it's too dangerous just to sit.
Yeah, probably.
I will do...
Is it nothing but bodies in the cages?
If you're inspecting them, it's nothing but bodies.
I will do...
We can hide in the bodies for 30 minutes.
I will do up a 5th level mass cure wounds.
Wow.
I guess so everyone's just gonna... Oh, Kashian didn't just say that. I came from the streets, guys. It's dark. I mean...
Here you go. I got you before I got you with the praying table.
So I guess that's a no.
No, he's not going to say anything.
That's not to be.
Everyone get back 16 hit points.
Thank you. Yay. So much.
16, and what did you give me?
I gave you 7.
16 and... Okay, so...
Okay.
All right.
Life, the universe, and... Everything.
I don't think we can just hide. If anybody finds these bodies,
they know
matter.
The bodies are here. They expect to see bodies.
Not if they're own soldiers.
We can take their armor off and put them in the cages. They won't notice the difference.
I don't know. That takes time.
And also, aren't the bodies in the cages already starting to decompose and rot?
Some of them are, yep.
They're gonna be able to tell the difference between these things and fresh corpses.
Fair enough.
DM, I think I have one of these feats, Keen Mind or something like that. Yeah, Keen Mind. Hold on. I know how many hours are left between sunrise or whatever. I can accurately recall what I've seen and heard in the last couple months. Okay. My question is, do I know what time of day it is? Like, is everyone going to sleep for the night, or this is like dinner time?
This would have been a late-ish dinner time. This would be, I guess, maybe somewhere, right now it would be somewhere around 9, 10 p.m.
So, I see 6 beds, but we only killed 4 guards.
Hmm?
So theoretically, there's another 2 guards out there that might be coming in to eat soon. Out of game, can you change your appearance? Do you have disguise self?
Not really.
See, now I could have had seeming, made us look like the guards, and walked in the other room. There's four of us.
I mean, at this point, I feel like they must be on alert to something.
I mean, we just killed two stone giants out front. You guys killed all these guys.
Which, by the way, I saw some of that. Excellent work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We'll call it that.
It was great. It was great.
Point being is, we weren't quiet.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't hear any alarms. I don't hear anything yet.
That's kind of suspicious, actually.
But I've been trying to fight quietly. I have to try.
Second level, cure wounds on self.
Okay. The ways out of here?
Yeah, please.
You could backtrack through that door,
which
brings you back out into this chamber, knowing that there was that door in the main courtyard. There's also a stone door here next to this bedchamber.
What about this hallway here? Is this a wall?
That's a wall.
Okay.
That's a rock.
So this is a way to get out?
No.
This
is a hallway. That goes to another wall that ends here.
Copy.
I'm trying not to meta, but the door that's right next to me.
Yeah.
Does it look well worn?
Yeah, it's weathered. It's stone.
It's been used.
Well, it's definitely been used. 100%.
I don't think prisoners would have had to walk through their actual dining room to get to... Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would prisoners have to walk through their own dining room, like the soldiers' dining rooms, to get to their cells?
I hear what you're saying.
I think prisoners
would walk from the outside directly into their chambers. So I think the door outside is where we need to go.
I think you're right.
FYI, you would know these kind of are the cells.
Well, where are the live prisoners?
You think there's prisoners?
Oh.
Well, then why the fuck are we here? We were rescuing this guy's daughter.
Well, we were seeing if we could, if she was alive. We don't know that. We're sort of hoping against hope here. I agree, though. I want to see what's behind
door number two.
We sort of know what's over here now. What do you folks think?
I think let's check out door number two.
We can walk through this, right?
You mean you're going back that way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good, try that. So who wants to... try that out.
I'm my mage.
Yeah, I was gonna say we should see if it's locked or trapped or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be a better idea to not open the door and go through with that. If we can open the door at range, that's probably smart.
With my mage hand, I'm gonna try to very carefully see if it's locked.
With your mage hand, it is locked.
I want to try to maybe, I don't know if you let me, but I want to sweep the edges. Are there any traps?
Make a perception check.
Take guidance. If I see you moving your mage hand around to look for something.
I don't know why I bother. First I got a 5 and then I got a 2.
No traps. This is the safest door you have ever examined.
Yeah. All right, guys. It's locked, but I don't see anything wrong with the lock. I'm going to go with my mage hand.
Okay. Make a dexterity check. Oh, wait. You're using mage hand, right?
Mage hand to open it.
Make an intelligence check.
Oh, thanks so much, DM.
You're right. I should have done that the first time, and I didn't. Because mage hand is a spell, and intelligence is a spellcasting modifier.
29.
Door opens right up.
Yep.
It actually isn't trapped.
Okay. See, I told you everything's.
Did she actually know that though?
Yep.
I had confidence.
That's all you need sometimes.
Just need confidence and a dream in your heart. A gleam in your eye and a dream in your heart.
Babe, when you talk like this, it scares me.
Oh boy. Okay. That's,
okay.
That's fucking weird.
So,
Melody, you open the door.
Yeah.
And you step into what appears to be an office.
Yep.
Ignore the segmented, parts closer to the Victoria side of the table. That was just the best placard I could get for this room, and it's supposed to be segmented chambers, but I'm not doing that. It's one large chamber.
One large chamber.
Okay.
Got it.
The walls here are constructed of, like, plain weathered stone. Nothing really adorns the walls. This is a room built for function, not presentation. A plain desk sits across from the door. A plain wooden chair on either side. And sitting at the desk, finishing up work on what appears to be a ledger, you see a dwarven man. Long brown hair streaked with silver, and he has a long beard adorned with various trinkets and baubles.
Cool.
As soon as you walk in, he looks up. Oh, who the hell are you?
We're here to kill you. Oh.
Damn it, Ashley.
We've been sent to inspect your outfit here. My friend here will explain, and I push the bard.
Each of you make persuasion checks.
Fuck!
Ashley and Malady.
Persuasion.
Because we're going to see which one he believes.
I should have been first.
Oh.
13.
18. Ignore him. We've been sent to investigate your outfit.
We'll tell him to shut his fucking mouth, and I didn't hear anything about inspection.
Here. Come on, boss. Tell him. And I walk the bard.
I walk in, and I'm like, yes, we've been sent from HQ. We have to make sure that everything's going according to plan. Things have sped up schedule.
He stands up from the desk, and you can see he is now holding... He's got his hand on the pommel of a scimitar.
Can you hand over all of your books, please?
I need to investigate them. Oh, no such fucking thing. Who the fuck's... What inspection? What is this?
Haven't you heard?
Bullshit.
So, do I roll something? And I'm understanding Mr. Dwarf is a little upset right now.
Yes, he's pissed off.
Okay.
And he doesn't 100% believe you.
Yes, okay.
So what should I roll?
Okay, well, give me what you're saying first.
I'm just saying, you haven't heard from HQ. Have things gotten lost in the sauce this much here? We have come from headquarters. They want to make sure everything's tip-top for the event that's coming up, for the visitation.
Make a deception check.
Okay.
Ten.
Oh my god.
What visitation? What are you talking about?
This is the problem with these backwater locations. You guys are always out of the loop.
Backwater location? I run the best camp on this side of the kingdom.
I don't deny the fact that you run a good camp, sir. I see what you do. What I'm saying is
they keep
you out of the loop. It's not your fault. We've been having this problem all over the place.
Bullshit.
Can you hand over your books, please, while you give my comrades here a little...
Just look at the type of idiots that they give me.
Alright, fine. Where the hell are they?
I tried. That mistake wasn't my mistake.
I understand.
Where the fuck are my guards? Fine, here. Books on desk. Fine, you two come with me. And he walks...
Which way does he walk?
He's walking back out.
Over here?
Back out. This way?
Actually, no, he'll stop right here.
Okay.
Okay, well, what do you want to see? What do you want me to show?
So you're...
What do you want me to show?
Who's Ashley? So you're coming with me. Me and Ashley are going with you?
Well, actually, he's stopping right there, right inside the doorway, and he's asking you, what do you want to see? What do you want? You want a grand tour? What the fuck? What do you want?
Well,
we've already met some of the guards who were having dinner. we were able to procure a full report from them. However, they said that we need to inspect these two areas back here. Yes.
All right, this first time this ever happened. This is fucking bullshit. He goes into his pouch and he takes out a keychain and he unlocks this door.
Yeah, fucking bard.
Yeah, this is what bards do. And this door swings open. I guess whoever follows him in.
I think we should all go.
Yeah. Agreed.
A good idea. I don't need to be first.
I'm playing him very silly to juxtapose like the seriousness of what's happening right now. So, apologies if it's...
Whatever you guys want.
Not if it's out of place. I'm just trying to add levity here.
The banality of evil.
So, as soon as the door swings open, you walk into a large, which is clearly a torture chamber. There's Iron Maidens on either side. You see dried blood on the floor. You see all manner. I just took out, like, some random trap stuff to kind of give you an idea. But you see, like, there's a rack here. There is a pedestal with all varying array of instruments. There's pincers, branding irons, like all kinds of shit here. As soon as you walk in, like you can almost feel the terror in this room. Ashley, you're having a very hard time as soon as you cross the threshold.
Oh, I'm going to attack him. Oh, fuck. Soon as I get, like, a chance to, well, he's getting a sword.
Honestly,
what I'll do is I'll just give you the kill. He's not meant to fight you by himself. He was meant to, like, swarm you with guards. Alone, you're gonna shit hammer him. So, like, I'll just give it to you. But if you want to call the kill, Ashley. Unless I'm shitting on somebody and somebody had something they wanted to do.
I was going to go over to the maiden and I was going to say, is this up to code? Is this up to the proper specs?
I mean, you can do that because, like...
Just to distract
him. So just coming up behind him and just sword through the back of the neck.
Okay, Zarkon, do you guys have anything?
I'm leaving the room.
For flavor, I was, like, in the process of asking him, so when was the last delivery? And, yeah, I get that. I'm like...
And Melody's like, so is this up to code?
Once he falls dead, I'm going to find his keys and go over to the other door.
Okay. And as you're talking, you just see Ashley walk up, hand on his forehead, sword through the neck.
Well then, okay, I guess.
Excellent. I want to look at all of this thing. Is there any living person in this room?
There is no living person in this room. Okay. The only signs that there were people here are the dried blood, the coagulated blood on the floor.
So... Cool. Ashley, are you leaving?
I left the room.
Okay.
Ashley goes into the office area to collect himself.
Yes.
Fair enough.
No eyes.
So you grab his keys? Whatsoever.
Yeah, and I'm going to the next door and trying to...
Okay.
Fair enough.
Open it up.
You open that door?
We gotta make this worth it. Gotta be something. What the fuck?
Well, I'd say that's worth it. That's dark,
it's worth
though.
It for us, but what about all the that's fucking really people? Dark.
This room is filled wall to wall... Almost halfway to the ceiling, you name the valuable, and it is in this room. There is gold, silver, copper, gems, jewelry, paintings, bracelets, jade hairbrushes, things for your... I don't know if they...
Barrettes
back then. You name it. It is. This room is filled with it.
Nazi treasure.
But yeah. So in this entire camp, there's no living person here.
Not in this structure, but remember, there were two structures.
There were?
Yes.
Remember the bridge?
The bridge was going to another structure. Okay.
Well.
I don't want to waste my time here.
I just love that you all got excited over the cold, and Evan's like, that shit's dark.
No. Oh, no, I knew it. I saw it. I was like, oh, okay.
We're still going to take it, but...
All right.
No, I'm still... we'll take it, and we'll get back.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to take here.
If we can find anybody... surviving here, they will take their fill.
Yeah. Well, I scanned the room for anything like useful to us in the moment, in the present moment, like no magic items, anything of that nature.
There's nothing in this room. I mean, there might be like some low level magic items, but there's nothing in this room that's better than the things you already have.
Copy.
Like, you guys have some pretty high level shit.
I'm still a bard, so as dark as it is, I'm grabbing a handful of gold and putting it in my pouch.
You can. If you want to grab a handful of gold coins, it's fine.
You know, I don't know how many I took. And
like, if you... A handful of coins doesn't even make a dent in this room. It's just...
Like, does anybody have a bag of gold?
What I would look for is any sort of religious artifacts. Is there any, like, amulets, holy symbols that, should not be here?
Should not as in evil, or should not as in...
As in, they...
As in, they're too good for this room.
They're too good for this room.
That's everything. That.
You roll a D100. That's how much gold you got.
Ah, okay.
Let me go to my other note here.
Roll a D100?
Here, there's a percentile. So go
yeah,
down.
It's called the percentile die.
Crazy.
That's a 60.
Ah. Roll that twice.
34.
Okay.
Come on, mama.
25. Okay.
So, 59. You had 59 gold in your inventory.
DM, can I do the same?
Sure. Hang on, I'm doing something for Zarkon.
Heyo.
Yes, you may do the same, Melody. Just let me know your number.
51.
Okay.
Woo! 13?
Mm-hmm. 64.
And I'm actually kind of looking more for jewels, so I'll just say I have 64 gold in jewels. I'm looking for diamonds, but I don't know. We don't... Yeah, you need... You're a cleric. Go get some diamonds.
Yeah, I don't think
you see
about
two,
that.
Zarkon. You see there's an amulet with three lightning bolts radiating out from a central point. That is a symbol of Tana, the icon of the storm.
Okay.
And you see a reliquary hanging from a gold chain, which is the sun. And you know enough about this to know that that's not just a decorative piece. That is a symbol of Iodora, the icon of the sun and healing.
I go check the dwarf. You said he had stuff on him. Like, what was he kitted out with?
You're pretty sure the baubles and stuff in his beard were taken from prisoners?
I take that off.
Okay.
I throw it in the room.
Okay.
Take it off as in with like
I'm gonna a take. Blade. I'm going to take those
yeah,
two.
Yeah, he cut his
okay.
beard off.
Just that's a quick glance, just looking. Those are the two you saw.
Okay.
Are there any diamonds worth 500 gold that I catch?
Sure. I'll give you at least one. If you want more than that, we can roll for it.
I will take one.
Okay.
And I'll keep it, knowing that he might need it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's in the headspace, but that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help us, not
no, I understand.
Take from anybody.
I understand completely.
What I would say is we need to discuss our next move, because if we are going to bluff our way into the second structure, we may want to grab some trinkets for bribery.
Oh, good idea. Do you guys think it's safe enough now to take a 30-minute? I could use more spells, and I would really like to be better health than I am right now.
I think we could probably pull a 30-minute. In fact, this is a very well... Can we lock this room from the inside and get out?
Yeah,
is
remember
it like
the guy had the
keys.
We have his keys.
You have his keys, yeah, sure.
Alright.
So we can lock ourselves into the vault, and we're going to be pretty safe.
And basically take a short rest?
Yeah.
Sure, okay. So lock it down, take a short rest.
Dark fucking short rest, man.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not even
he was
going.
Talking about in the vault.
Yeah. Up.
He's, I don't think Ashley's
going. I don't think Ashley's going in the vault.
Ashley's not going in the vault. He can stand guard-ish, but we're going to close this door as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be locked. He can rest at the desk.
Yeah. Sit at the desk.
So,
short rest then.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, please.
Okay. So
short rest.
Roll your mechanics for short rest.
Okay. Wait. Hold on. So we have two things. You could do a song of rest.
Yeah.
And I can do my trait.
Who have you done it to already?
No. Time heals all wounds. On a short rest, I can grant a number of allies equal to my intelligence modifier to roll an extra hit die, because essentially I am speeding up your healing process through time.
Got it. Okay.
So with this little mechanic here, it's recover bardic inspiration, and I have the two checkpoints. Reset maximum HP changes during this rest. Automatically apply healing with dice results. Okay. So
yeah, that
just take short rest, hit this button.
Yeah.
Confirm. Doomed. And should
fucking A.
Oh, man.
There we go.
So
what is it, Brazzy, when I roll a hit die?
I think it's your con.
5. So you heal 7.
And you're doing that for all of us?
Yeah. So you can roll an extra hit die.
I think
from
it was
me.
68 or no, it was 40 something.
It was 64.
So you get to roll one extra hit die from me.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
And let's do another one.
And that's not going to, like, take away from...
What's the other die that he can roll?
One of his hit die...
Done.
He can roll...
An extra one.
An extra one.
Got it.
Okay.
Almost like Song of Rest, same thing. Did you do your Song of Rest?
I will totally do that. Do I have that, though?
Yeah, sure.
All bards have that.
All bards get that, yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah. I was at one less than max, so... That just...
Oh!
Topped me off.
Shit. Vin, I have a question for you when you're done.
No, it's okay. Hit me. What do you got?
So, question in regards to the treasures that are in that room.
Yeah.
What I happen to see...
You're full.
How many spell slots do I get back? Or did it automatically do that?
It would have automatically done that. I don't know if you get any on a short rest. That's a wizard or a... certain cleric thing. What's up, Press?
I got my spells.
Is there a gem-encrusted bowl worth at least 1,000 gold pieces?
You did say anything and everything we want is in this room.
I did say
it's
those are words I said. I'll give it to you.
Okay. So what I can do is I can take that and...
It's one of the reasons I did this room.
I will take that and I can do Heroes Feast.
Okay. You're going to cast it right now?
Yeah. That'll, I think, help a lot of folks.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
I'm topped up.
Excellent. The Heroes Feast gives us something, though.
Heroes Feast gives you a ton of shit.
Oh, yeah. Hit points.
Wait a minute. Didn't we have something from last game where it's something you can drink out of?
We have
the tankard of healing.
Tankard of healing that we can each take a swig of once a day.
Anyone who eats from the Heroes Feast, but it takes an hour.
Oh.
You have to take an hour to sit down and eat. You're cured of all diseases and poison. You're immune to poison. And how long does it last? Becomes immune to poison and being frightened.
All wisdom saving throws are made with advantage. And hit point maximum also increases by 2d10. And you gain the same number of hit points.
Yep. Benefits last for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
If we want to take the hour to do it.
Yeah.
At this point, might as well.
Might as well.
All right. Everybody roll, or Brazzy roll 2d10.
I will roll 2d10.
The easiest way to do this would be give yourself that many temporary hit points and just remember that for the sake of this, those will be healable. Normally, temporary hit points aren't healable.
Wow.
These will be for 24 hours.
Holy shit.
Heroes Feast is serious. That is a serious spell.
What else was it? There was something else after you said
that. Advantage on wisdom saves.
And you are immune to
poison and poison being frightened.
And being frightened.
Being frightened. That's what I missed.
Mm-hmm.
Will come in very handy as you face more and more dragons later on.
Yes. Nice. So that is 13.
So
your hit point maximum for 24 hours now increases by 13.
13.
So just give yourself 13 temporary hit points and just remember for 24 hours those are healable.
Copy that.
There's always just old school, make a note on a piece of paper or on a Word document or something.
Yeah. I'm doing both.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So how in his head is Ashley right now?
Pretty deep.
Pretty deep?
Pretty deep.
All right. Make a wisdom save, Ashley.
Okay. Oh, that's not good.
This after or before the Heroes Feast?
Yeah, you can do with it. Actually, you know what? This would kind of be during.
12.
Okay. Ashley, as you're kind of just sitting alone, eating your part of the feast, and you're just kind of gathering your thoughts, you look up, and standing in the doorway of the office, you see a little tiefling girl.
That I recognize, or...
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to get up and go to her. It's exactly what I would do. It's not real, is it?
No, this isn't Ashley's head.
Yeah, so I would get to the door and...
And behind her, as you get up, you see her mother, standing, her hands on her shoulders.
Yep, that'd be enough to break me. Just fall to the ground. Just on my knees.
Do we see this?
You see Ashley get up, walk over, and fall to his knees. He appears to be looking at something that you can't see. Tom, at any point you want, throw the red flag. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine.
Okay.
But, yeah. I made a fucked up character.
It's all good. And mother has her hands on the girl's shoulder and she looks at you and you know we forgive you, right?
Just start crying.
The only way this is going to work is you're going to have to learn to forgive yourself. Because right now, they need you more than us.
Take a couple minutes and compose myself. A couple more minutes, get back up, go back over to the desk, and just kind of... There's some water somewhere.
Sure. Yeah, there'd be basins and cisterns, yeah.
Yeah, splash my face. Yes. Kind of shake it off.
Okay. And when you turn around, they're gone.
So we see him come back?
You see him now standing over at the desk, and he found, like, a cistern that he just dumped some water on himself, and now he's standing, hands on the desk, kind of a thousand-yard stare going on.
I would walk up to Ashley.
Okay.
And I'd be like... We still got a long day ahead of us. We good going home? We good going forward, sir?
It's all right. I'm good now. There's a bit of a very serious, like, stone face.
Okay.
Like a very forcing himself to go forward.
Okay. All right. Short rest is done. Hero's Feast is done. Where to now, folks?
I think we've pretty much licked our wounds and sort of... we have to assume that this is the end door. And we have the keys to the door.
You have the keys to everything.
So now we have the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah. So you're backtracking through the complex back to that stone door?
I would think that that just makes the most sense.
Well. In the dormitory? Okay.
If we lock this up on the way out, like, we make sure that this is locked?
Sure.
So, quick question. Do we want to take any trinkets for possible bribery purposes?
I already took enough trinkets. I'm sure everyone took something. I mean, Ashley's not going to take anything. We're not going to force Ashley to take anything, but...
Oh, yeah.
If you want to say you did, you can just, like, roll... You got four, you know... 1d6 art objects or whatever, and we'll figure that out.
Yeah, I rolled a 3, so.
Okay.